Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, and that's the lovely Karen doing the broadcast there. That she did something. Excuse me, Kim. She did a lot of radio commercials for me from a station around here, and I did a few. And she just has that voice, doesn't she? Anyways, we have a great show today. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Stars with a Z. Psychics.com. We still are offering the first 3 minutes for new clients. You can still get that. And then when you make a purchase after that as a new client, you get another break on the rate. I believe it's 10 minutes for $10, but you only get to do that one time. And then you have to do the regular rates, which are not expensive at all. I mean, I haven't raised anything in a really long time. I've just kept it as it is because I want everybody to afford it. So, you know, we still have that. I brought in some new readers. A lot of them are on a lot more than they ever were. And now I'm getting ready to do the magazine, the trusty magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com, and I've been getting a lot of work coming in, you know, excerpts and poetry and articles, book reviews, all kinds of things come in, and I love doing that. I mean, that's one of the things I shine at, but probably my guests will say, no, that's not just that, knowing her. But anyways, I'm going to get right to our guest, and she's been with me since 2011 with Star Psychics, and she does more than astrology. She does a lot of stuff for Natalie, for yours truly. She, you know, writes the blog. She gets the quilt cards, you know, those pretty cards that are there. She has a software that, and she decides which one she wants to use, and then she puts a little blurb, and then I take it from there. And, you know, sometimes I put them on Instagram, not all the time. Sometimes you'll see my Maximus, my big deer, the 8-point buck that we have, that I have in my backyard. And anyways, and she does that, and she does book reviews. She just does a lot. And finally, the most important thing is she inspires me. I can call her on Skype at any moment in time, and she'll know, oh, Natalie's down about something. And all of a sudden, we hang up, and I'll say, oh, my gosh, I feel so much better. That's what she can do for you. So anyways, I want to welcome Stars JC. We've got a lot to talk about, and I'm going to let her start off. How are you doing, JC?
I'm flattered, Natalie, seriously.
Flattered? Oh, no, don't be flattered. That's you. I mean, really, you and we've talked about that you've inspired me, and you'll run my chart. Wait a minute, let me look and see here what's going on, and then you'll do the stars chart, and then you'll do a comparison. Well, okay, you got this over here. No wonder this is acting up, and I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. I'm an astrologer, but I'm not, I don't want to say not as good as you, I'm really not. I mean, you know a awful lot about the trines and the squares. I mean, those are easy to do. Sextiles are easy to do and the squares. But, I mean, you know so much more than that. And today we're going to discuss the signature signs. Jackie's got a few. Well, I can say your name. Well, Jackie is also Stars JC. Yes. And so, anyways, maybe we'll call her Stars JC. I don't know. I'll go back and forth. But she's got some charts that she's going to go over, and she's got mine. And look out, I'm a Leo. So, you know, no stopping me. But I'm going to let her start off with that. You want to start off with mine first, Jackie?
Yes, I do, Natalie, because I love your chart, first of all.
She loves
I
me.
Have, no,
don't let her fool you.
I haven't seen a negative transit to your chart in I don't know how long. Makes me a little jealous. But when we're talking about, what we're talking about today is signature signs. It's some small little piece that a lot of astrologers look at that will give you a little more of a hint as to a person when they look at the chart. You can look at your sun sign. You can look at your ascendant. You can look at your moon and the planet placements and the angles that they have for each other. But you want a general all-over kind of impression, and then you look for the signature sign. You look at all the planets, and you look at whether they're earth, air, fire, or water. And our listeners can find that on online. One of the better sites is astro.com, and that's not an ad for them. It's just they're free, and they're simple to access. Once you've gotten the elements figured out, then you look at the modalities, which are cardinal, fixed, or mutable. When I looked at Natalie's chart, I found out she had more planets in fixed signs, and she had more planets in fire signs. And if you look again on the internet, you'll see that fixed fire is Leo. Now, Natalie is a Sag. She has a very strong Capricorn rising. She has a Leo moon, but she's got several planets in Leo as well. She's got Saturn and Mars and the moon and Pluto. So her general all-over is of a lovely kitten who has maybe a little bit of claws, but mostly a lovely kitten. So...
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
She also has, wait a minute, let me take a look here. Did I do this? Yes. She's got that Leo stellium, in other words, several planets in the same sign. That strengthens a chart. That brings my eye to that part of it, and that's her partnership sector. And Natalie is everybody's friend. Everybody's friend. She's always trying to help. She's always trying to show her love to them. And that's a lot of what she's doing now on Star Psychics. She hasn't raised her prices. She's got very good readers who were thoroughly interviewed and vetted. And it shows. It shows that her Leo-ness, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So now you've also got a Jupiter Chiron conjunction in your house of metaphysics and psychic ability. So you feel people's pain.
Yeah.
And you know how to make them feel better.
I sure try. We know that.
Oh, you succeed, sweetie. You succeed. Believe me. I'm trying to see what else. No, that's Leo. Leo rules the heart. So therefore, heartfelt emotions. They are generous. They are proud.
Mm-hmm.
They look to make the world better because they like to be in a better world. Again, in your partnership sector, that means you're pouring all of that warmth and love and need to make improvements into the people that you cross paths with. From what I understand, when a client on the site has a problem, they can reach you and Boss Lady fixes it.
Yeah, I do.
Taken care of.
Yeah.
So that's
but
that's,
you know I love doing
the Leo
it,
generosity.
Jackie. Yeah, but I derive something from it inside. I mean, I don't jump around and say, oh, I did this for somebody. No, I don't really do that. I can just settle in my chair and know that I did something else good. And that's what I like. And that's how I am. And I probably was like that as a little girl, Jackie. I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this. I was shy and I was, but when something happened, I was at the front line there, you know, you're not going to do this. And that's how I am. That was probably the Leo, and I just didn't know it.
No, you didn't. And your Leo moon is in your partnership sector. And the moon is the inner you. It's also the common man or people in general. And in your partnership sector, that means you take care of people.
Yeah.
And again, that chart signature sign covers, it's like a warm blanket over the entire chart.
I like that. No wonder I don't like being cold. I don't like being cold. I'm from Michigan, and I hated it, just hated it. And now, of course, everybody knows I'm in South Carolina. I mean, it's like in the 60s right now, which is too cold for me. But, you know, I like it really warm. So, but, I mean, I'll take this rather than probably in the 20s up north. I'll take this. But
you and I.
But, yeah,
you and
know,
I
see, when you
have
do
it.
The signature sign now, actually it helps people to understand more about themselves, because now I realize the Leo is just so strong, you know, even though with the Capricorn in ascendant, you know, like we always laugh, it's a little goat that keeps going up that mountain.
Oh, I think
I'm going to stop. I'm not. They don't give up. The little goat that goes up there and keeps stopping and looks back around, and that's me. I'll get up there.
Exactly.
You just hold on tight.
But and, remember, your ascendant is what you present to the world, and you present that.
Yep.
I can do it.
That's true.
Attitude.
I never give up. I mean, I might get down when I have to call Jackie and say, Jackie, all this, and this. And then she inspires me. She lights that little flame again for me, and everybody should have a Jackie in their life, Stars JC in their life, because it brings out the best in you. And then, see, I learn astrology. I mean, like I said, I know astrology. I can tell you things. But you can tell from Jackie, she knows a lot. And she really does. But you see, I have her in my hip pocket. I don't have to worry. It's true.
Yeah, but. Once in a while, I reach out from that hip pocket and I kind of kick you in the shins because you can get blue
you know,
sometimes.
And the
over
thing of it is,
things.
If anybody that has a business, so right now it's tough for everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. But as an owner, and if you have people that are like working on the site and all of that, it weighs on you. Remember, I like to take care of people, and I don't. That's it. I don't feel I'm taking care of them, but I am. I'm doing everything I can possibly do. And I just thought of that. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's why sometimes it really bothers me, because they're so devoted to what they do. And, I tell everybody, if I talk to them on Skype or wherever, you know, you got to just hang in there and be tough like I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. And don't give up. Don't give up. No, can't do that. It's not in my vocabulary. I don't think it was either when I was a little girl, Jackie, come to think of it. I think I was always, but I was so quiet about it, I didn't tell anybody. I don't know. Where does that quietness come from?
Being an only child like me.
Yeah, it's true, you know. But some. But when a lot of only children, Jackie, grow up, I mean, they're like hell on wheels, pardon my expression, but that's what they are. They are out to get the world. They are out to do. But, see, we're not like that. And it's funny because both of our mothers were Leos, too. We always talk about that.
And both of our fathers were Capricorns.
Yes. Yes. How strange, huh?
So I guess that kind of molded us. I don't know.
Yes. That's why you understand me and I understand where you're coming from. Although,
definitely.
You know, you probably help me more than I help you because it's, yeah, and like, and this is not to just tell you what she does, but, you know, if I need something, hold on, and I hear her typing if I'm on Skype with her, and, okay, here it is, I got it for you, and she'll send me the link, and there it is. I mean, that's what she does. But, see, she loves doing that, and I love that she does that, so we're very fortunate. Now, you have, I mean, if that's it for StarsCast, you have other charts there that you want to talk about, right?
Well, let me pull up somebody that people will recognize, Jennifer Lopez. And we know she's been in the news quite a bit. She got married, she had kids, she got divorced, she took up with Alex Rodriguez for a long time, and they very quietly separated, but they're still good friends. She's back with who?
Ben Affleck.
My mind went blank. Ben Affleck. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're going to see Bennifer again.
Yes. Oh, every day, all the day. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, she is a Leo. Leo sun, and it's up in the top of her chart, so we know she's out there in the public. She's got Saturn in her partnership sector, but I would hazard a guess that rather than being negative, she chooses her friends wisely. Now, when I looked at her chart, she had more fixed planets, Moon, Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Neptune in fixed. And she had an even number in air signs and fire signs. And I thought, okay, that's going to be an unspecified signature sign. But when I looked back at my notes, it said, if you've got to make a choice like that, add in the ascendant. Now, she's got an ascendant in air. So fixed air makes her signature sign a Libra. She obviously picks her friends carefully with Saturn in her partnership sector. But she also wants to make decisions carefully. She doesn't look it with her Leo, Sun, and Mercury. But I am sure that her music selections, her investments, who she chooses to work with, what her videos look like when they come out, the different venues that she performs in, they're all done in a fair and balanced manner. And when she is on TV interviews, when she's talking to people, she's very caring and very responsive to what her interviewer says. She listens. So that would give you at least a good reason to understand that she's got Libra as a signature sign. Now, she's also got, let me see, the Moon, Mars, and Neptune in her house of self-worth, values, and money-making. So yeah, she's got the energy, she's got the charisma, she's got the ability to make things beautiful come out of herself and her personality. Amazing lady.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. And she, when you say she chooses carefully, I always call them lovely Libras. She wants, probably wants balance in her life, right, Jackie?
Most definitely.
And I don't think she likes strife. I don't think she likes, because you notice when she broke up with, what's his name, whatever his name is.
Hey, Rod, Alex.
Yeah, they did it quietly. That's probably what she wanted. Meeting him,
respect,
too. I mean, because, you know, and she didn't want to make a big do of it. And now she's back with Ben Affleck, and for how long, we don't know.
But remember,
and
she's
the funny
also
thing about Hollywood is a lot of times it's for PR. A lot of times it's because she's got something coming out and she's got to be out there. But I just think that they like photographing her. She's very pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she doesn't need him by her side. I mean, that's, let's face it, she's got it all, no. I think. Very talented. She's great to watch. Oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. is she ever. You know, if you know she's going to be someplace, you know it's going to be a hit. Like if she's doing a halftime at the Super Bowl or whatever it is, you know it's going to be great. Yeah, she's great. She really, I saw mm-hmm. her in a movie called Enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was so good in it. You know, she had to take care of an abused husband. She took care of him all right. But she just played it so well. I like to watch it when it's on. Every time it's on, it's so funny. But she's a great actress. Yeah, sometimes you don't realize that about her because she's always singing. But she really is. She's a great actress.
She was in another movie that I enjoyed that was about a mother-in-law and how she had gotten married and the mother-in-law hated her. And they ended up making up at the end of it. But it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it so well without straining, without looking artificial.
You know, sometimes I think some of them, if they're good enough, they just talk. And sometimes I think they improvise. Yeah, they know what they're supposed to be talking about. But if it like that, that's probably something I would do. I mean, I don't like to – I've tried to do radio ads by reading. I can't do them. I have to just talk. Mm-hmm. And I told this guy that was recording me, and he said, well, why can't you read this? I said, haven't you ever encountered anybody who would rather just talk, just say what they want to say rather than, you know, the dog went out the door? I mean, I can't do that. I mean, I can do it, but it's very difficult. And when you talk, you know, enough, like I do, you realize that was the hardest thing for me to ever do. So he said, well, okay. He said, you talk, and then I'll see where we have to kind of fix it. I said, okay, that's good. So that's what we did. I talked and told him what I wanted them to know.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed. He says, okay, I believe you. but some people are like that. That's like her. She just does it. She just talks. She just, like in this movie, Enough, she's so good in mm-hmm. it. You have to see it, Jackie. If you like her acting, you got to see it.
I will look for it, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I chose another chart to look at, and I remember this man from many years ago, and he is an absolute heartthrob to many people.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, he's passed away recently. Sean Connery.
Oh.
The original 007.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Something about, I don't know, is it his voice? Is that apparent in his chart? He has this way about him and the way he walks. There's just something about him. He's just got it. He's one of the actors that always, yeah, could pull off anything, really, really.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear about his chart.
Let me see. He's a Virgo, believe it or not. And he's got Neptune sitting smack up next to his sun. So there's his acting ability. And it's in his partnership sector. So he gives to people, or he gave to people, and gave well. Neptune, of course, rules the cinema, the film, and TV and anything else to do with that. And being right snugged up against his son, he was natural.
He carried it off well.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the sun, Neptune, the moon, and Mercury all in Virgo, in a stellium.
That's tough, isn't it tough to have Virgo like that, so heavy?
It's tough, but from what I read about him, nobody had complaints about him on any of the movie sets at all. He was always on time, hit his marks perfectly, knew his lines, was able to contribute to other actors so that their parts were improved. So, no, I mean, he took his Virgo seriously. Now he, like Natalie, Corn Rising, and that was, those were his features. He had that prominent brow ridge and the straight nose, that mm-hmm. T-shape the Capricorns often have.
Is that what I have?
No. No, you have more of the Leo in you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have
I
too many
Leo.
Planets
My
in Leo.
Leo. Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Yes. Leo.
Now, when I added up Mr. Connery's planets, he had more planets in cardinal signs, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto in the cardinals. Then I went and looked at the elements, and he had the moon, the sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Neptune in Earth. Cardinal Earth is Capricorn. So not only was his rising sign Capricorn, his signature sign was Capricorn, and he had all those Earth planets in Virgo. So he had that dark glamour to him. Not like mm-hmm. not Scorpio darkness, but a suave, debonair, extremely polite. Even in interviews, he never got crude or anything else like some
oh,
of the
no.
actors
no, no,
do.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're right
about
that.
He was always a gentleman, diplomatic.
Yep, that's another word I was thinking of. That's what he was.
Mm-hmm. Now, he also has Pluto sitting in his partnership sector, and he did transform people. His movies were very transformative, and I think he chose them specifically for that reason. Yeah, he's also got Saturn very close to his ascendant. It had just come over the horizon when he was born. So there's a Capricorn multiplier since Saturn rules Capricorn. But he was, as I say, diplomatic, always a gentleman. That slight Scottish accent that he maintained throughout his life.
He was steady as you go. He was just steady. They could probably
uh-huh.
count on him. They could count on him.
Uh-huh.
Nope, he's not going to be
mm-hmm.
late. Nope, he's going to show up. You'll see. On
exactly.
time. Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's probably what he was known for, Jackie. He's just
yes.
prompt.
He was.
And, oh, that brogue that he had. It didn't matter whether he was 80-some years old or whatever, man. He was still good-looking, and he still had the charm. Where did the charm
mm-hmm.
come from?
I would say...
What is the sign for charm?
The Sun-Neptune conjunction.
Because yeah.
Neptune draws you in. It's beauty. It's charm. It's... even though it was in Virgo, he still had a gentleness to him. I think of him and I look at somebody like Richard Burton and I think, no. Sean Connery outcharmed Burton by 1,000 miles.
Yeah, Burton, he was more violent. He was more, what is the word? Not crass. There's a word for how he was. Sean Connery was soft, gentle. I don't think of that when I think of Richard Burton.
No,
soft
Burton
and
was, he was a Scorpio.
That's why.
Burton was a Scorpio. He, it was that magnetic sense that was out there, and
yeah.
he was always being overly protective, and Scorpio Sun, Scorpio Mercury, Scorpio Mars, yeah. He had, oh, there it is. He had Aquarius rising, so he was not as, I won't say not charismatic because he was charismatic. He was more detached. When he looked
yeah.
at the camera, okay, he was looking past you. Whereas when Connery looked at the camera, he was looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Oh, yeah. I watch him, if it's on The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Sean Connery's in that. I love that movie. I mean, it's a little fantasy kind of thing in a way, but, every time it's on, I turn to it, I got to watch it again. I think I have it probably saved. I must, unless I'm an idiot, but that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites that he's in. And I don't know what his last movie was, because he really retired, was retired quite a while, right? Don't you think so? I don't remember now. I can't remember. I just hate that he's gone. I forget even where he was living. Was it in Italy? Where was he living? Someplace in Ireland, I think.
No, his last movie was The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He officially
retired
from acting following that movie. That was his last official role.
He was really good
at
it.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good
at it. Yeah. Talking about people who were good in movies... another chart that I have is that of Katharine Hepburn. A lot of your younger listeners won't know who she is, but she was one of the grand dames of film in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. One of the movies that they might look for, she was in a movie with Sidney Poitier called Look Who's Coming to Dinner, and with Spencer Tracy.
Her love,
yeah. That was a sad story, too. But anyway, Katharine Hepburn was a Taurus. Taurus sun, Taurus moon in her partnership sector. So she was there for the people, but she was not as open, not as... what can I say? Giving of herself, as let's say Sean Connery was. She had Scorpio rising, so that was charisma right there, but also her temper. But when I added up everything, she had Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune in cardinal signs. And she had the sun, the moon, Mercury, Mars, and Uranus in earth signs. So she had a signature sign of Capricorn. So there we go, earth on top of earth. But having a water ascendant, she was able to emote. She was able to do drama and comedy and just about everything, really and truly. Now she has, let me see, Mars and Uranus conjunct and Neptune and Jupiter conjunct. Now with a Neptune-Jupiter conjunction, she was very lucky in films. Neptune again ruling the movies, TV, actually social media too, but...
Did she do stage at all?
Oh, yes.
Yes, she did. Okay.
Oh, yes. She started out with stage. Oh, yes. And I'm trying to remember. She was big on the New York stage on Broadway. I'm trying to remember what some of the things were she acted in. But so here she expressed herself as a Taurus with sun and moon in Taurus. But that Capricorn overlay made her even more earth. Another one of her movies was with Humphrey Bogart, African Queen. She was absolutely amazing in that movie. She was supposed to be, I think she was a spinster or a widow or something. And, Humphrey Bogart was a boat captain on this lake in Africa. And spoilers, they ended up taking out a German munitions ship that was in the lake, the big lake there, and or on the river, I should say, and foiling the Germans' attempt in World War One to blow up something important. But you watched her in the beginning of the movie, very prim, very proper, very Capricorn overlay. And then she made herself into, you know, rolled up sleeves, bandana around her head. Let's get the Germans, you know, let's get the enemy. And her, the two characters eventually found that they cared for each other. But she went the gamut of emotions, and her acting ability was amazing. But again, it was that Capricorn signature sign, that Capricorn overlay that gave her the ability to move through a script effortlessly. Now, I can't say that word.
Effortlessly. Yeah, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, yeah.
No effort at all.
No effort at all. There you go. She was amazing. She was absolutely amazing. She's one of my favorites. Another movie she was in was Philadelphia Story, and it was slapstick comedy. Absolutely. And yet, she always came across as prim and proper.
And proper.
And,
why,
and reserved.
Why was she like that? What? What's that? That's the first house? Is that what she have in her first house?
Scorpio. But remember, Taurus Sun, Taurus Moon, Taurus Mercury, with a Capricorn signature sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those are, Earth signs are a little more, what, on the, I won't say the proper side, but we kind of keep it all inside. And we want to give the impression of being capable.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are listening, I'm a Capricorn. But she took that Taurus bravado that could be there and molded it into a glamour. I mean, Taurus loves, as a Taurus, she was always dressed impeccably. She had glamorous outfits. Taurus is ruled by Venus, so she wanted to look her best, her utmost best. And even in her last interviews in her later life, she had on, if I remember the last one that I saw, she had on a black turtleneck with a subdued vest over it and wide leg slacks. And she was in slacks long before Hollywood wanted women in slacks. She was going to do it. That was her Taurus saying, so what? I will wear them. They are comfortable. And she was just so glamorous. And she crossed one leg over the other and spoke elegantly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely elegantly. And she passed away less than a year later. So, but she was, yeah. And she had a New England accent.
Mm-hmm.
Which she never completely lost, and it almost sounded British. But
what about her love,
it was
Jackie?
Amazing. Spencer Tracy?
Yeah.
That was one of those things. Now, see, again, as a Taurus with that Capricorn signature sign, she and Spencer Tracy cared deeply for each other. His wife, unfortunately, was quite ill. An invalid. And believe it or not, Hepburn lived on the Tracy premises in a guest house.
Oh, I didn't know
years,
that.
Years and years. Mm-hmm.
On his compound.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Let me see if I have his chart. S-P-E-N-C-E-R.
Yeah, everybody knew that they loved each other. I mean, I think it was just, I mean, I was a little girl, but I remember My mother would talk about it, I think, to my aunt, because mm-hmm. she loved those kind of movies anyhow, and she, that was her mm-hmm. era. And I forgot that he had a wife that was ill, and that's why he never married Katharine Hepburn. He really didn't
But even after, right, even after his wife passed away, she said no. So they remained friends until he passed away. Wait a minute, let me pull up his chart.
Why did she say no? Who knows?
Probably because she was a Taurus.
And it wouldn't have made any difference in her life. I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't necessary to her.
Spencer Tracy was a Sagittarius with a Sag Mercury.
Uh-huh.
Pisces rising.
Oh, charisma. Neptune.
And a Leo moon.
Oh, him and I would have got along just fine. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Wasn't she kind of stubborn? Didn't she come off as being stubborn? I would think that she was stubborn. Like,
she's a Taurus.
Yeah, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. No, that's not right. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, that, yeah. No, that, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. She was a Taurus through
mm-hmm.
and through. Wait a minute, let me see. Oh, they even have his birth time on Astro.
He had a heart attack.
Next.
He wasn't that old. He was only 67.
Wow, that's young.
Yeah, and I'm just on Google, of course. Google's our friend, Jackie, and I love Google. That's our buddy. It says here that he completed his last film only 3 weeks prior.
Before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me see. April 5th, 1900. Do we have a birth time on him? Yes, 1:57 a.m.
Yeah. Something. I see the two of them together, and they just... He was a handsome man, too. It says here that he died in her home.
Probably.
Was married? Yeah, yeah, it says Spencer Tracy died in Katharine Hepburn's home. I didn't know that.
Well, see, that's where we need Google to be our friend.
That's Google's got to be everybody's friend. Let's do a little ad on that. You know, I wonder... How many people would love to hear about movies and things, you know, on our Blog Talk Radio? It just seems like this is a real nice, calm thing that, you know, you can do the talking and I'll look it up. Tracy's funeral. She didn't attend his funeral either, you know.
No.
She didn't.
Wow.
So she followed the procession but turned around right before arriving at the church because she probably couldn't stand it. She was...
No, she wouldn't. She was heartbroken. He was gone.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his chart, and it's amazing. He's got a loaded 11th house, a loaded 5th house, and a loaded 2nd house. Everything is bunched. He's got stelliums. He was an Aries with Mars and Mercury in Pisces. Wow. But he had Capricorn rising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had that in common. There was an understanding. They each wore the Capricorn cloak and showed the Capricorn face. Now, take a look at his picture. He's got the straight brow and the straight nose. He's got that Capricorn T on his face.
Yes, yes. Look at him.
Okay.
God, they were a beautiful couple, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Oh, yeah. They lived together in a cottage owned by a director friend, it says, and kept separate addresses so the public wouldn't find out. Well, I didn't know. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I knew they lived together briefly, you know, at the end, but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now
it
you can understand.
Here,
they both have capsaicin.
Yeah, I'm going to just tell you what it says here. It says that she heard a cup fall. Maybe he was in getting coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't reach him in time. She heard a cup break in the kitchen.
Oh.
Now, did she ever marry?
No.
No, because she met him, and that's all she wrote. That's all she needed.
Yeah.
It was him.
And
it was
her niece that she got into movies, and it was her niece who was in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She was the other actress, the one who supposedly was in love with Poitier's character.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get caught up in what's going on today, but if you do a comparison about all the actors and actresses and singers of now, it was so different then.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching TV and watching black and white. We had a black and white, so did you, I'm sure, a TV,
mm-hmm.
and it was just so, the movies were peaceful. The movies were left it to your imagination. I think that's what I liked about it, and I'm not old-fashioned, really, but I like that part. I like the part that he kissed her, and you don't know what else happened after that. Now, you know what else happened after that, and after that, and
oh,
after
yeah.
that. You see, and I don't like that. I think, like I said, not that I'm old-fashioned or a prude, but I don't. There was something about looking at movies then that gave you could imagine, you could, you know, in your head, you could daydream and say, well, wow, this is so beautiful. But now, it's just like my granddaughter, she doesn't even have any idea what she's missing. I don't even think my son might know a little bit. But, you know, it was really beautiful, people out there then, people anybody that listens or after the show, it was really beautiful to watch on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It left a lot to your imagination. And it didn't have to be thrown in your face, and you didn't have to hear all the words. You know, it's just, I don't know. When did it start to get so bad? Jeez, I don't know. I don't know. It's just
in the 60s.
In the 50s?
It's the 60s, 60.
Oh, yeah, 60s.
60s.
Yeah.
It
started to get a little loose.
And
everything was.
I hate to say it. Yeah, but I hate to say it, Natalie. It was our generation.
Yeah. Oh, bad, bad, bad.
We were teens and young adults in the 60s.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be free of the strictures. And I guess our signature signs were such that, you know, those of us that were born in that era, certain groupings of planets and we were really, well, you know, we wanted to see the age of Aquarius.
You know, it says
it
in this memoir about her that she didn't feel it was appropriate to attend his funeral. She also told Barbara Walters that she never watched their final film because the memories were too painful, and she kept the cup that cracked on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
see,
something that
all,
I would do. Oh, yeah, it was all him.
All Taurus.
Yep.
Those are all Taurus things, though.
Yeah. Isn't
all
that something?
Earth signs tend to keep mementos like that.
Yeah.
So, well, talking
she
about...
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, another movie that I don't know if you saw it, called It Happened One Night.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that... The last scene, Colbert and Clark Gable, And the last scene in that movie where they had, they were, well, let me start again. They were both on a bus and they were going somewhere and it broke down and they had to stay someplace and there was only one room. And they rigged up a rope and a blanket so that they could divide the bed. And then they just bickered back and forth and finally got to like each other. And the final scene, which I thought was hilarious, they were on each side of the blanket, okay, and they were talking to each other. And the camera panned up so that you could see the rope pins holding the blanket. And somebody pulled the blanket down, and then the credits came up. Left it to your imagination.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what they were doing.
Exactly. It was, yeah, you know. I you forget about these stars, Clark Gable, Spencer Tracy. Who are some of the other ones? I love thinking about them because it's soothing. Yeah,
yeah, but
Merle
remember
O'Brien,
too. They were under laws that kept the movies ultra clean and as unsuggestive as possible, even though there were the B movies, as they call them then,
yeah,
that were a little more risque or a little bit crazier, a little bit more slapstick, you know, Keystone Cop type slapstick. But it was a different era, and as I said, there were decency laws, as they called them.
Yeah.
And remember, it wasn't that far after Prohibition and all this other stuff that had gone on that movies came out, and then they got upset because people were making these little backyard cinemas that were a little bit too woo-woo.
Yeah.
And they passed the laws. I want to say the Hays Act, but I'm not sure.
It's amazing. It's just all, you know, and I, you know, oftentimes because I'm telling the listeners, Jackie does the blog, and sometimes I'll say, well, let's look up something about this, and I'm, you know, I'm pulled to all of this. I think some of this needs to come back. I think, even if it's just in the blog, Jackie, because, you know, what was Hollywood like in the 50s? Because people, younger people, they have no clue. They probably say, what? They really didn't do that on the screen? No, they didn't do that. No. Uh-uh. That was a no-no. I mean, I don't, you know... But I think it would be kind of nice, since I'm putting some ideas in her head.
In the 50s, it started to change. You had Marlon Brando.
Yep.
And Paul Newman.
Oh, another hunk of Vernon Love. Oh.
Of course, the bad boy, James Dean.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those. Sinatra was in the 50s. Marilyn Monroe came out then.
Yeah. They started it. Yep.
Jane Mansfield. Oh, God, those blue eyes on Paul Newman. Ugh. Veronica Lake. She came and went quickly, though. Of course, we spoke of Cary Grant. Sophia Loren.
Yes.
Rock
yes.
Hudson. Oh, Montgomery Clift.
Oh!
Oh, those eyes.
Yes, those eyes. She, yeah.
Rita Hayworth.
Uh-huh. Susan Hayworth.
Yep. Tyrone Power.
Uh-huh.
Doris Day, Clark Gable, Bill Holden.
Oh,
Jean
I remember
Kearney.
Him.
Oh, she was. Yep.
He was handsome, too.
Jean? Yeah.
You know, and he was, it was simple handsome. It was not, I don't know, just something about him. He was, yeah.
Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, From Here to Eternity. That was one of the, believe it or not, in the 50s, that was a juicy movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, Ava Gardner. Oh, Sir Laurence Olivier. Oh, he was another one like Sean Connery. He was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I will have to check his signature signs later. Humphrey Bogart, Marlena Dietrich, I Want to Be Alone.
I Want to Be Alone. Betty Davis.
Tony Curtis, Gregory Peck, Gary Cooper.
Were you finding all these out of your head or what?
No. I Googled heartthrobs, 1950s heartthrobs, and these are more I'm going to have to do signature signs on. It's absolutely fascinating to see. Again,
it really, really is. You know, I don't think people understand. I understand myself more because I am out there as a Leo. And, yes, I want to take care of everybody. I would love to take care of the world if I could. I mean, or most of it anyways. And I don't understand how people in different countries cannot just sit at a table, no matter what they like, what they don't like, and come to some good conclusion for everybody, a good thing for everybody. To me, that boggles my mind. The world is so money oriented. I mean, that's, sit me at the table, I'll fix it. You sit down and be quiet. You sit down and be quiet.
Yeah, you would. I would. It's not necessarily money. It's just
power,
owning things.
Yeah,
owning things. Because the more you have, the more power you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And yet, look at the power of Rome. How far and wide was the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
And it fell because of avarice. It fell because of infighting, because people were poisoning each other and stabbing each other because they wanted more. And that's one of the things that you can look at wait a minute. Let me pull up the United States and see what our signature sign is.
You'd make a great history teacher. Jackie can tell you things about history that will blow you away. I mean, I learned so much from her because when I was in school, I really didn't pay any attention. But sometimes I'm like in school with Jackie. She teaches me all this stuff. It's true. But you love history, though. See, you like that.
Yes, I do.
A lot.
Yes. Well, as a Capricorn, of course I would.
Yep.
Where is that? Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't find it. All right. I'm going to have to do the United States signature sign. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Chart. New.
I've enjoyed this so much today. Of course, I talk to you just about every day, so it's easy. I have a caller. Let me see if they want to know something. Hold on, Jackie.
Go ahead.
Oops, I got to catch them. Hold on. Hi, this is Natalie. Who am I talking to? Hello? Somebody wants to just listen. That's fine. You can listen. Okay.
Okay.
They just want to listen. Anyways, yeah. I think we should do more shows together, Jackie. I think call it a world thing. Call it. That's what somebody told me. I feed the spiritual world and I feed the world with such wonderful information. I love what he said about it. And I said, never thought of it that way. He said, but you do. You know, and I had people on Facebook, because I had a birthday, saying, keep up the good work that you're doing. So, you know, I mean, and the fact that I love it, and I love new people, and I love talking to people, of course I do. Jackie knows that. Jackie probably knows me better than anybody because she talks to me all the time, and we laugh, and I'll say, I'm really promoting you, Jackie, because you're always behind the scenes and nobody knows what you really do. Candy, everybody knows what Candy does. She's out there promoting and marketing and these videos, and she has so much fun with them, and she does a great job at it. We all have our thing that we're really good at, and you love what you do. I know you do. Or you wouldn't do it.
Well, I thank you for keeping my brain moving.
Yep, a busy mind is a healthy mind, everybody.
You got it. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Let me see.
It's really true. You know, you've got to keep busy. You've got to keep learning. And I think it's really, really important to do that. I mean, I'm still learning. I'm learning more on the computer. I love computers. I always have, but if you ask that you would like to learn and open those little doors, like I tell Jackie, we just have to keep going through those doors. If you don't like it, back off and close the door and put a lock on it. Don't go back there again. But I like to investigate everything. And but yeah, Jackie and I are a great team. We do a lot of great things together. She's putting together the press release because I have the new site's going to be, it's in development right now. I don't really lock horns with Tony, but I kind of, you know, I have a certain colors that I like that resonate with me. And I feel that it shouldn't be like everybody else because I'm not like everybody else. Obviously, everybody knows that. So I like to express myself through stars on that landing page. So it's going to be different. You know, I'm bringing that in. It's going to be different. It's going to have some purples and some deep blue and not all blue like it is now. A little bit of softness, and hopefully I want to have something for Natalie's notes. So I'll be able to do things, and Reader of the Month will be kind of nice. And who knows what else I'll come up with. I mean, my brain is whirling. Jackie knows I go at warp speed sometimes, and I don't even know. Oh, God, yeah, that's another idea I have. I should write them down, but I usually remember them. And if not, I tell Jackie, and she remembers. Jackie's my sounding board. But anyway, I had fun today.
I type it in an email, and I send it to Natalie while she's talking.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yes, I should redo this. I mean, and she's typing away, okay. And like the design of the new site, well, we looked at what the gal did. She's in Kenya, and she's come up with some beautiful things. And if you go to Pinterest, if you go to Star Psychics on Pinterest, you'll see all her beautiful work that she's done. She put Jackie and I up already. She's tremendous. Tony's tremendous with his coding. He knows how to do that. But sometimes, you know, you need a female influence onto things. And so, but if I'll say, we'll say, well, we don't really like this. She's typing it. She says, I send you all of our notes. And so I sent it off to this gal in Kenya. And she says, okay, got it. You know, it's like having a little secretary.
But, Natalie, one of the things that you are forgetting, and me being on the outside looking in, I can say this, okay? Yes, you like the colors, you like the design, you want it to be a certain way. However, you have your finger on the pulse of what people will be attracted to.
Yeah.
Okay? That's that Leo overview again, that signature sign, because Leo wants to know what the masses want.
Right.
And they want to give it to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know, you have, you, what is it, your ear to the ground and your finger on the pulse, and
yeah,
if you can move around in that position, you're
look out
better than me.
I don't
but
think you'll keep up with me. No, it's true. I just know, and most of the clients are females. We have some men, but most
right.
of them are females. And
right.
and they like to feel good. I want you to feel good when you look at the site. I don't want
mm-hmm.
this darkness of being blasted with all of these pictures of all of these psychics there, and you don't feel what the site is about. It is a metaphysical site. It does have a spiritual sense to it. It does, because that's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I just thought of that saying this, is that, you know, I want you to feel good. It's important that I make you feel good when you look at stars. I don't want this, and all the other sites, if you go looking, everybody that's listening or will listen, you're going to see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of pictures with a bunch of prices. You're not going to get a good feeling when you look at them, like when you come to stars. Not at all. Not at all. And yes, I do the customer service. I'm very proud of that. I love doing that because it's people and I'm taking care of. Again, and Jackie, you know, in all the areas of work that I've done, I've always taken care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah, well, remember, it's the stars family.
Yes, it is. It's a family thing, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I communicate with almost every one of them, not on a daily basis, but at least a few times a week, if not more, or maybe once every few weeks, but I do connect with them to let them know they're not alone. Where when you put on another site, you're alone. You're up there to fend for yourself. They don't care. I care. Everybody knows
exactly.
I care. And that's why I'm proud of what I've done. I'm proud of all the people that I've had on the air. I'm proud of Jackie and Candy and all of them because they helped to make this all what it is. They see my dream. They know.
Exactly.
And, I'm not going to.
But remember, girlfriend, it's a Leo dream.
Yes. It's got to look good.
And you're going to put the best out there.
It's got to look good, Jackie. Right? That's what a Leo
you
is.
Bet.
It's got to look good. Yes, it's got to look good. And
yes.
You're so right about that one. Just like me, I got to look good when I go out the door. I mean, you know, as best as I can. I mean, we all change as we get older, and so we just kind of not make do. We just kind of work with it. That's all. Just work with it. That's it.
See that,
but, you know, I'm finding, and I'm going to put this in my fairy tale, that sometimes you don't see on the outside the beauty. You really have to look. I always feel
mm-hmm.
that the soul is behind the heart. I don't know why, but that's how I've always felt. And you really have to look within and really deep to know how beautiful that person really is. Don't just look at their face. Don't just look at their body. Look deeper than that. So
I have an example for you of what would bring that out better. You
mm-hmm.
know what a geode is?
A what?
Geode.
Oh, G-E-I-O-I-D-E? No,
geode.
I don't know the real meaning.
Okay.
What is it?
A geode starts out as an ugly rock.
Hmm.
You pick
oh,
it up, you
yeah.
look at it, it's crusty and it's dirty and whatever. But you take a hammer and you crack it open, and inside it is gorgeous. It's crystals.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
amethyst
true.
Or quartz or something, and it's beautiful. And somebody who had picked it up just and didn't know it would say, "Ah, that's a rock," and throw it away.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to say, that a lot of people
yes,
will just
true.
Look at the wrapper, look at the outside of the person, and say,
yeah.
"Oh, they're not worth my time."
And oftentimes, I remember when I was going downtown Detroit, because that's where I'm from, I would see this man with this beautiful woman, and I would actually think, what does she see in him? But then as I got older, I realized it's something that I could not see at all. She thought.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And you know, I'm speaking some of my truths. I'm just kind of not ranting, but, you know, going off here on the deep end like I can. It's a wonderful world, everybody, and I guess we've talked enough, huh? Well, we haven't talked enough. We'll probably talk again on the phone again later. We always do. But anyways, I thank you, Jackie, for all, Stars JC, for all your information and your wisdom and going over, bringing back some of those favorite actors and actresses that we all
mm-hmm.
saw, hopefully we all saw at one time, or their names or read about them. And they were kind of like the beautiful people. They were, yeah, they had kind of some shady backgrounds and they did some things, but it wasn't that important. It just wasn't that important. And right now you'll compare it to then, everything that everybody does seems to be blown out of proportion, And it's not for a good world at all. Oh, I could change the world real quick. Get all these people in OPEC together. Sit down. I have some rules. You talk
again,
when I tell you can talk.
Again, it's avarice. It's wanting more.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't ask me more of what. Just they want more. And it's not just OPEC. It's everybody.
Yeah, it's everybody. Yes, my goddaughter told me something the other day when we talked on the phone, and she said, why is everybody so opinionated all of a sudden? I said, well, part of it is because they've been inside the house and they couldn't yell at anybody. They couldn't tell anybody what they thought of something. So now they're coming out of the woodwork, and they're telling everybody what they think because they've had time to think about it.
But it's social media, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah.
I mean,
and
you're
know,
out
the digital
there.
World, I love computers. But in a way, mm-hmm. like when Jackie and I were first online, you didn't have Firefox. Well, it was Mozilla, but you still, Thunderhawk it was called. But you didn't have, you know, all of this stuff, Chrome and Safari, and you didn't you had America Online and Internet Explorer, and maybe if you were lucky to be on a site, because there weren't that many, you'd have that for a browser. But you really didn't. It was, you didn't. And then it exploded.
No.
It just went bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I got another listener. Hold on, Jackie. I don't want to not listen to these people because maybe somebody wants to talk to you, connect with them.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air with Natalie. Can I help you?
Oh, I was actually just listening to your show, but if you want, I could ask a question.
Sure, sure. You can ask a question. Fire away. What is your first name?
Oh, my name is Lisa.
Lisa. Great. What's your question?
Thank you for yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. Do you see me taking a vacation sometime in January, February, or March for just about a week, just a cruise ship by myself, just to go on a cruise by myself where it's someplace warm?
Well,
before we answer that, I am going to say be careful because there's a new virus variant coming out of South Africa.
Yes,
Europe is closing down. And I don't know when it's going to hit the United States, but I won't even look at your chart or look at the stars. I will say just please be careful.
Yeah, and listen to
and
the
even,
news.
Yeah, and even vaccinated people are still catching the virus, but it's not putting them in the hospital, but this new variant is doing an end run around the vaccines.
Okay, so all right.
So keep your ear to the news, and a lot of countries like Germany. There was a lot of countries I saw listed on my feed today. Jackie and I watch all that stuff just to be informed that they are not letting you in. And I know in Canada, for one place, if you come from Canada to the States and you go back to Canada, you have to be home for 2 weeks. So we can all understand why the economy is doing all of these somersaults, because people can't go back to work because they're traveling and they're exposing themselves. And then the country says you can't go back to work for 2 weeks. Well, okay, there we go. I mean, it's just a vicious cycle, but I would keep my ear to the news, honey, and don't take any chances. Wait. Hold on to your funds.
Okay.
Hold on to your money. Really.
The other thing, too, is that a lot of the planets that are now going backwards or seem to be going backwards, that are retrograde, are going to be slowing down so that they can stop and go forward. And by January, it's going to be, I don't know how to put it, I guess a whole new different world, because they're all going to be going straight, but everything's going to have to be straightened out because of, it's like you didn't mow the lawn for 3 weeks and then you mow the lawn and then you have to worry because it's turning brown. You know, the earth isn't going to turn brown, but we're still going to be coming out of this mess.
Yeah.
So I would caution you. And he said, I mean, if you want to give me your date and place of birth, I can look at your chart.
Sure. Birth date is 8/12/1980. And I was born on Long Island.
Where?
Long Island, Freeport, Long Island.
Freeport. Okay.
So while she's doing that, where do you want to go on your trip?
You know, I was going to go maybe to Florida, someplace warm. But I can, I can wait. I can save my money and wait. You know what I'll do instead? I'll start looking for a new job. That's what I'll do instead.
But you know what? First of all, you want to be safe. And you don't want to get sick. And you don't want to give it to anybody else. I mean, at the end of all my shows, I say that to everybody. You know, do what you feel you need to do for yourself. But think about everybody around you. And, you know, who did I get into a confrontation with somebody? I can't remember. Oh, it was my friend. And she says, well, I don't like being told what to do. And I said, well, okay, when you go to school, you have to have vaccinations, okay, smallpox, et cetera. Now you have to have even more. And she says, yes, but I said, no buts. No buts. You protect everybody, not just yourself, but the people you're standing next to and all of that. And if you don't want to get your vaccination, fine. Okay? But you have only yourself to blame. And even those, like Jackie just said, who have had vaccinations are still getting sick. There is no absolute guarantee. Nothing is guaranteed.
Natalie,
so,
hang on.
I'm
looking at the chart, okay? And I understand why you're looking at a cruise. I put your chart up, and I put the transiting planets around it, okay? Right now, the sun is sitting on your planet Neptune, which is, it rules the sea. It rules dreams and wishes. So you're thinking about it, and you're thinking about it quite a bit, and that's one of the reasons why you asked now. You've got, where was the other thing? Okay, you got the moon, the transiting moon sitting on your north node. It's your determination. And again, the moon is also watery, so you're thinking about it. However, Saturn is at the top of your chart, and it is cautioning you to think everything through, research everything. If you've got a couple of cruise lines in mind, take a look at, go out on the internet or go to the library and go on the internet, however you do it, and look at what the rate is for cancellations for trips because people get sick on the ship.
Okay.
You have Saturn urging you to look at the foundation, the background, the underpinnings of these cruises. I'm not saying you can't go. I'm just saying caution should be the first word on your at the top of your list of things to look at.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to sound like a downer. It's just knowing the reality of what's going on in the world right now. And who knows, they might be hiking the prices up too. Everything's caught in inflation right now. And because they're not going as often, they're going to be bringing the prices up. You know, if you want a room with a balcony, you're going to pay 30% more than you would have before this all began.
Okay.
So I'm just saying caution is your byword. But you're looking at your chart. You're a smart cookie, from what I can see. And oh my goodness, you are a transformative power in your life. Wow, people look to you for answers, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, it's in your chart. Oh, and you have a lovely Virgo moon. So yeah, there's your you're gonna look through everything. So all I can say is have a lovely vacation, whatever you plan on doing, but check the statistics first, wherever you want to go.
Okay.
Because I mean, even if you took a flight to where you were going to cruise, it's possible it could be canceled. Look at all these cancellations from the different airlines.
And, oh, and you know, if they tell you to wear your mask, wear it. Don't him and haw, just wear it.
Yeah, you're protecting yourself and everybody else around you.
Well, yeah, you have to take some steps, you know. You just have to. You just have to protect yourself and those around you and everybody, just everybody. Just. And I'm sure you will, and I'm sure you do. You sound like it anyways.
This lady's chart, I really do. She's got a Leo Sun conjunct her Leo North Node. You are walking your path.
Oh, thank
you.
That sounds good.
What you came here to do, you are doing. You will accomplish.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Okay, honey, I hope I helped you.
Thank you. You have. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, I guess that was my last call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, anyways, Jackie, we'll do this again.
Yes.
Because I think, I mean, it's fun, it's enlightening. That's the whole thing, is it's enlightening. And I really don't do astrology in with anybody else. And I think this is a good thing to do. So every so many months we'll do it and see what the demand is. And it's good, you know. And also to the
lady
just called, if you want to go to starswithazpsychics.com, your first 3 minutes are free. I don't know who's on right now. I'd have to go see. I'll look at one of my monitors and see. One of my monitors. Oh, God.
All three of them.
But anyways, everybody knows. I you know, I bebop here and I bebop there and I just... You know, it's just, it's my Leo. Do I like to be in charge? I don't know if that's what it is. Oh, I've got quite a few on right now.
Let's see, Marianne, Hope Rain, Soul Psychic.
Soul Psychic.
Bernie.
Uh-huh.
Miraculous Gomez.
Yeah.
Miraculous Gomez.
And Brown Eyes
Brown
will be
eyes.
Back. Yes, all good, all good, all good. Marianne is from Africa. Soul Psychic, I believe, is from Pakistan. Bernie is from the East, and so is Hope Rains. And I, let's see, I don't know where Merciless is, and Brown Eyes is from the South. So, and ask me how I remember all that.
I think Merciless is from the West.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. You've got all their charts anyway, so, I mean, all the charts. You have all their applications. Anyways, everybody, I had a wonderful time, and I know Jackie did too. It's been fun.
She's
go
from
see
Mexico.
Stars with the ZPsychics.com, and then go over to my magazine. Jackie goes on to Star JC for her book reviews, and I put it all together, and I'll be kind of, I've got, it's another big one. Every year it's big. Every month it's big, I should say. And we still have the dream of the flip book, and I have a little ace in my pocket that's going to help me do that, so set it up for me. But anyways, you know, if you need anything, starscast@starpsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, of course. And I'd be happy to help you and, you know, go to the site, get your 3 minutes, and nice batch of readers are on. A variety, actually, are on right now. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you, Jackie. I love you bunches.
Love you too, sweetie. Take care.
Yes, you too, and bye, everybody. And, you know, I always end the show with the same thing. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.
Bye.